How do we decipher the effect between Yogmaya and Mahamaya? By Krishna's mercy. Kathyatam me pit, koyam sambhramova upagat. Kim phalam kasya vodesh, ken va sadhyate mak, iksincha bua yipayend yipkash sad. Quote, my dear father, I am very respectfully and humbly inquiring. What is this arrangement? Why you are busy in making some sacrificial ceremony? What is the reason and what is the result? For whose benefit is it and by what means will it be accomplished? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.24.3.
All right, I will admit to being confused on this one. I think there are too many terms floating around, and there appear to be many contradictions based on the application of those terms. We begin with the premise that I am spirit soul, part and parcel of Brahman. But due to the influence of illusion, I have forgotten my true identity. That illusion has a name, Maya. If I remove the illusion, I will again become aware. This is one of the reasons His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada describes the science of self-realization as going back to Godhead. It is a return to a healthy condition. It is fixing an ailment. That delusion may have been covering me for many lifetimes already, through past experiences. That is fine. I understand the importance of removing illusion. I should see things as they are. Clearing the window, which has become foggy, like putting on glasses for reading, sharpening the vision, except in this case, it is like a constant awareness, a discernment which never leaves. Once I have accepted everything and am ready to go, you throw some new terms at me, Mahamaya and Yogmaya. Apparently, there are different kinds of Maya. They both refer to illusion, but one is auspicious, while the other is not. Mahamaya is like the influence of the material world, making me forget my identity as spirit soul and my relationship to the Supreme Spirit. Yogmaya is the illusion that brings me closer. I guess. Is that right? But how does that work? How can illusion help me in something that requires intelligence? Are not ignorance and knowledge incompatible? More importantly, if there is a specific incident that occurs in my life, how do I tell whether the energy acting upon me is Yogmaya or Mahamaya? How do I decipher the same for someone else?
The assortment of terms taken together might cause confusion, but the key distinguishing factor is the presence of the word yoga. This means linking or bringing together. So the illusion associated with yoga is beneficial because of the ultimate effect. That is the easiest way to tell the difference. We make the assessment by asking a few questions. What happens in the aftermath? What is the long-term impact of the Maya? We can use the historical incident of the first Govardhan Puja as a case study. The principal players are a young Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, and Indra, the king of heaven. Though a beautiful, adorable, and delightful child of an incredibly attractive bluish complexion, Krishna is actually the supreme personality of Godhead. His descent as Krishna served many purposes, and it was preceded by proper planning. Specifically, the residents of the heavenly region were given notice of the travel. Since it is an eternally existing entity descending from the spiritual world, the appearance of Krishna is known as an avatara. Lord Vishnu sent word out to the celestials. The devas, including Indra, knew exactly what was going on. For some reason, however, after some time had passed, there was a sense of rivalry. Krishna understood this, and so he devised a plan to teach a host of lessons through a single event. He posed a series of innocent questions to the father about the planned Indra Yag. The residents of Gokul Vrindavan were getting ready to worship Indra in a manner that was sort of a tradition. It was paying respect to the higher authorities, with an inherent understanding that rainfall is vital to the continuation of life and that there is no guarantee of sufficient rainfall in a given season. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhavah yagyad bhavati parjanyo yagyah karma samudbhavah. Quote, all living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rain. Rains are produced by performance of yug, sacrifice, and yagna is born of prescribed duties. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3:14. The question anchoring the presentation from Krishna was, Kim Phalam, what was the fruit to be gained by the young? What exactly were the people looking to do? Upon hearing the response, which was expected, Krishna made a case for worshipping Govardhan. This was in lieu of the yig for Indra. It was an intentional diversion. Indra would certainly notice what was going on. As expected, like clockwork, Indra became incensed over the perceived insult. He could not believe the people would go along with what some child has to say. Since when do adults give in to the demands of the dependents? That flies against common sense, better judgment, and rational thought. In a retaliatory measure of epic proportions, Indra brought torrential rain to the area of Govardhan. This was a targeted strike timed to arrive moments after the completion of the first Govardhan Puja. The residents would receive a clear message as to the impact of their newly created worship, which was born in the mind of Krishna. At this point, we could say that Indra succumbed to Maya. He was suffering from the negative kind of illusion, based on the swelling of false ego. Though he is closely aligned with Vishnu, Indra is still a resident of the material world. He is not immune from the effects of delusion and irrational thought. For a few moments, he completely forgot about Krishna's standing as the Supreme Lord. Since Krishna was directly involved, the incident certainly involves Yogmaya. The ultimate effect was auspicious. Krishna lifted the just-worshipped Govardhan Hill and used it as an umbrella to protect the people from the rain. Indra essentially went full force. He brought everything he could think of. The attack was thwarted by a mere child holding up a massive hill and resting it on the pinky finger of his left hand for 7 days. It is Yogmaya because the effect was to bring further remembrance of Krishna. The incident brought everyone close to the Supreme Lord. Even Indra now has a firm place in history which is auspicious. Though we may think he is the villain in that encounter, he is always closely associated with Vishnu. That will not change. The question may be raised as to why any kind of Maya is required. Why should Yogmaya have to act at all? We see that there is already some illusion within fixtures of the devotional standard. I worship the deity and bring offerings, thinking that God is standing before me, as a comfortable resident in my home. This is a kind of illusion because certainly God is everywhere. He will not starve if I fail to bring offerings, but I operate with that mentality, regardless.
Mahatmanastu mam parth, devim prakritim ashrita, bhajantya ananya manaso, jhatva bhutadim avyayam.
Quote, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9:13. This is an auspicious kind of illusion, since it brings me closer to transcendence. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, the great souls are under the protection of a different kind of energy. Even if supposedly bad things should happen to them, the ultimate impact is always beneficial, since their attachment to the lifter of Govardhan only increases. In closing, Maya with a specific name.
Energy to impact all the same.
As Maha in illusion known, as yoga when devotion shown, such that even when striking terror brief, Krishna soon providing relief. As when Govardhan held in the air, Indra again to become aware,